We also have, I'm glad you asked, Keith.
Yeah.
Patriots offensive lineman Mike Unwenu. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike Unwenu, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing solid. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great. We were just talking to Alex Van Pelt, your offensive coordinator. He said he's going to watch the Tyson fight tonight. Are you going to have any time to watch the Tyson-Jake Paul fight?
Yeah, I'm going to peek at it. I thought that was fine yesterday. I was looking on Netflix. They had all the little stuff going on. But, yeah, I'm going to peek at it and see.
Are you a fight
fan? Might get that knockout.
Are you a fight fan at all, like boxing, UFC, that stuff?
Yeah, I'm a boxing fan and a UFC fan. I've been to a couple UFC matches.
What are you typically on a normal Netflix night? What are you typically? What is an atypical night? This is a live programming night on net. What are you typically watching and indulging in?
Really on Fridays, I pretty much nothing specific. I'll probably just put on a movie, anything in the background. Probably like an older movie. I like older movies more than the newer stuff.
Like how old are we talking?
Yeah, like way back, black and white movies.
Yeah, Casablanca.
Nah, probably like somewhere
silent
like
films. You like silent films? That's
2000, Mike. 2000s. I don't know.
Silent films. You said silent or 2000?
No. Did you just say movies from the 2000s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess we're getting old.
Before times. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I was gonna say like Pulp Fiction, but that's even way older. That's like 94.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction is way older. That's like maybe
ancient. Yeah.
I'm dating myself. Yeah. Is what I'm doing now. Well, Jones and I were just talking about the Rams defense, and you know, anytime you had faced the Rams for the last 10 years, you had Aaron Donald on the other side. I would imagine one of the better players you've probably ever gone up against. But he retired, he's not there. So what jumps out about this Rams defense that you're going to be facing?
Yeah, they have a pretty good defense. A lot of young players that are playing good football at an early age. So, you know, that's rare, especially, you know, I think pretty much most of the D-line are pretty much younger. So, you know, that's really rare for those guys to be playing well at an early age. So.
Michael Wendell, Patriots offensive lineman here on Patriots Friday, Jones and Keith. We were just talking to, as I mentioned, Alex Van Pelt. He said yesterday in the press conference, we were just asking about this a little bit. You guys had a ton of pickups as an offense, as a team yesterday. That's something he has pushed you guys to do, pick each other up on the field physically. I don't know. How do you feel about that as a way to build culture and build the vibes up within the team?
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's one of those things that you do without thinking about it, but now that it's pointed on, you obviously make an emphasis on it to be there to pick your guys up and then just be around the ball. You know, good things happen when you're around the ball. So the more of us that are around, whether O-line or whatever position, you know, it always helps.
You don't have to name any names, but is there anybody you're more likely to pick up than others, or anybody you're kind of side-eyeing where you're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I really want to go through with it. No.
Nah, I wouldn't. I mean, if we're on the right hash and they got a bubble to the left, I'm probably not inclined to run to the left sideline, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to help. I mean, dap him up on the way to the huddle, but yeah.
I think, wasn't there a story that Alex Van Pelt gave away a pickup truck, right?
Yeah, to David Njoku.
So
yeah.
Is that on the line?
He's like, I heard about that truck.
So is it this year, does the guy with the most pickups get a truck?
I don't know. I don't know what truck he gave him, but each week, yeah, every whoever gets the most pickups usually gets recognition, and then gets a truck, pickup truck,
each
or
week?
A monster truck.
Nice. Wow. Okay, how about
monster
that?
Truck.
I like that.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We were...
He tapped in.
We were... what have you thought of Alex Van Pelt this year? There's some second-guessing from the outside. What have you thought of the job Alex Van Pelt has done with the offense, which seems to be improving month over month?
Yeah, and I really like AVP. I think he's done a good job. And I'm really just... I've been through a couple OCs, and, you know, I like what he's done the most, and... He brings good energy every day. I mean, he's the same guy every day, and he keeps it bright for us and just always lets us play good football.
What was it like getting Christian Barmore back at practice this week? You know, all the health scare that he had at the beginning of the year. I think there was certainly some thought he might miss the entire season, but getting him back at practice this week, I'm sure that was a boost for the whole team.
It's a very good boost. I mean, it's a good feeling to have him back in the locker room and really just back around. Especially on the field, you know, he's a silly guy, so it's always funnier with him around and then on the field as well.
Funny guy, right? Because he was doing, was it the Friday Funnies? Is that what we heard? Or is that just for defense, maybe? Might just be for defense.
That's him every day.
Oh, that's just him?
That's him every day. I don't know what they do, but or Friday Funnies, but I mean, Barmore is just a funny guy overall.
Funniest guy on the team? Barmore?
Gonzo. I would throw him in there.
Okay.
He would probably be like top five.
Top five?
No, that's good.
Okay. Well, you know what you do, Mike? You put a list together. Maybe we'll circle back.
Yeah.
And we'll get the power rankings. Funniest Patriots.
I might have to.
Okay. I can get that to you. Yannick Ngakoue also out there. How's he looked in practice?
Oh, he's looking good. You know, definitely a premier pass rusher. So definitely is going to help us get better as O-line, blocking those looks and then just adding him to our team. You know, it's only going to boost our performance.
Okay. Mike Nwenu, best of luck this Sunday against the Rams. We'll talk to you down the line. Thanks for joining us here on Patriots Friday.
Appreciate y'all. Enjoy the Friday.
Thank you, Mike.
Will do. He's
Enjoy
brought
the
to you by
tonight.
Shaw's and Star Market. He's got the fight. Yes.
Yeah,
he's gonna check it out. Whole team's watching it.
I think so. I think everybody is.
Did he say everybody? There's a truck every week.
That seems like a lot of trucks. That's
a lot of trucks.
I mean, I'm sure Van Pelt's getting paid well, but not that well.
Is he doing this
truck every week?
So my grandfather used to do Christmas. He used to hand out the little matchbox cars.
Hilarious.
He'd be like, I got you a car for Christmas this year.
Boom, rusted. Here it is. It's like the old Opie and Anthony.
Yes.
100 exactly. grand.
Yeah. No, just a matchbox car.
Okay.
Maybe that's what Van Pelt's doing.
All right.
Okay. Patriots Friday. That was Alex Van Pelt and Mike Nwenu.
Back to back.
If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch on YouTube to subscribe to WEEI. You hear that, Keith?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Of course I heard it.
That initial noise was a couple of fobs.
No. These are the keys.
The rest of that, though, is Keith's keys. We'll get to all the keys. You want to know how to bet Patriots and Rams? You want to know who's going to win Patriots and Rams? The keys to Pat's Rams? It's next in Keith's Keys.